Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Underground Underdogs. Today's show is going to be a little bit different, and we're coming out with a new sort of way of doing things. So I want to start every show by mixing up a little. I want to do like kind of an update or anything like that, or a showcase of some cool stuff that I found in the underground scene this past week before we get on to our main show. So without further ado, my boy Black Mass, who I talked about on the show, I want to say 3 weeks ago, my second show ever, Cam Thompson at Guelph, Ontario, he just released a new track called Silence, so we're going to give that a listen, and then after that, I'm going to announce some plans for my show next week, and then we'll get into the show for this week. So if you're out there listening, get ready to turn it up. This is Black Mass's new track, Silence. I've heard it a couple times before, it's pretty chill. Enjoy. Alrighty, so that was the new track from Black Mass. Again, if you're looking for any of his music, you can find it on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify. And if you're interested in more of an artistic point of view, you can check out his track train, which is linked in his SoundCloud. Now, I want to announce the idea for the next show I'm doing. A huge fan of Lil Peep. If you're unsure of who he is, go ahead and check him out. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but his music was huge in the underground scene. And he's provided a lot of, I think, new artists with influence in terms of music making, and I would call him somebody that is an icon in the underground scene, really, in the past couple of years before his passing, at least. So I'm going to go ahead and play my favorite Lil Peep track for y'all, and just kind of an announcement that he is getting an album released by the guy that used to produce his tracks and stuff like that, with some underground or unknown tracks that Lil Peep had made that never ended up getting published. And so my plan is to do a live review or a live listen of the album from start to finish when it comes out. Now, that's the thing, though, is they haven't announced a release date, so we're all kind of waiting or speculating. I think it'll drop by next week, and if it doesn't, I mean, I'll have a show and plan just in case, but yeah, that's my idea. It'll be Come Over When You're Sober Part 2. I would love to kind of get a first impression with all y'all listening at the same time as well, and then as always, you can always send me your thoughts, comments, concerns, or whatever via Facebook or private message after the show's done if you had any thoughts. So without further ado, this is Lil Peep in California World. If you're listening right now, go ahead, sit back, listen to this sick tune. Alrighty there, so that was my... well, one of my favorite Lil Peep tracks coming out for you, California World there. You know, it's my thinking that the album might get released a year after his death. And he passed away on November 15th, so I'm thinking the album might not come out next week, and it might be the week after, you know, one full year of his passing. So if that's the case, you can expect a live listening episode to happen, you know, of course, whenever it comes out. But in that case, we are gonna move on. So once you're done getting hyped about the Lil Peep album and you've checked out some of his other music, I would encourage you to check out who today's show is gonna be about. They're gonna be, well, we're gonna be covering a band called Counterparts. Now, this might be familiar. You might have heard a couple of your friends in high school, you know, be like, oh, yeah, I like metal, Counterparts, blah, 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 blah. Probably because Counterparts is relatively well known in Southern Ontario. They're actually from Hamilton, and they've been around now for a while. And I want to say that among like the post-hardcore community especially, I think people have really been listening to Counterparts for a while. They've been one of the bands that has consistently been putting out good music, I want to say since 2011. Because that's my personal opinion. I think their album in 2011 was fantastic, and everything ever since has been as well. You know, like most shows, we are going to cover their story and kind of their sound and how their sound has changed from when they started all the way back in 2010, pre-2010, and all the way till now. I believe they have 4 albums out. Well, technically 5 albums, couple EPs, some singles here and there. So without, you know, spending too long talking about them, I want to play some of their earlier stuff, because you can really tell by, you know, the gravelly sound and the lesser sound quality that, you know, this is an older release from them. So I'm going to start it off by playing a song called Sturdy Wings. This is off their first studio album, Prophets. Now, if you're not a fan of post-hardcore music, or if you don't know what it is essentially heavy metal, but there isn't so much screaming as it is, you know, the vocals are still aggressive, the guitarists still play in an aggressive style with the drums, things like that. It's very similar to metal, but the vocals are slightly different, and it may even have singing at some points. Counterpart's not really known for their singing, though, so don't expect too much of that. If you are listening at home and you enjoy the metal of the heavy variety, sit back, relax, and turn it up. Alrighty, so that was Dirty Wings by Counterparts off the album Prophets. Now I'm going to play, let's see, I think two more tracks off this album, because I think even though it's their first one, they still have some really good songs on here, I think, that are worth checking out, are worth listening to. First track we played was Dirty Wings, now we're going to move on. Next one's called A Plea of Promise, and then after A Plea of Promise, I am thinking that I will play Goodbye Megatron, because, I mean, what a sweet name. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Alrighty, that's where I'm going to end it there for Prophets, because I want to save enough time for the next two albums, because one who is a fan of Counterparts could argue that upcoming is some of their best work. Although their new albums, both are very impressive in terms of how they presented musical talent-wise and, you know, band development-wise, these two albums both really were hard-hitting, almost genre-defining for, you know, post-hardcore, melodic hardcore, especially for Counterparts. I mean, at this point, they hadn't really made a name for themselves via Prophets, and they started to get picked up by, you know, Canadian magazines like Exclaim and things like that after their 2011 release, and they started to get popular attraction from people in the scene as well, because people were realizing how kind of cool the band sounded. Like, they were a little different than most hardcore bands, because they had that melodic hardcore aspect, but they also brought, you know, a lot of elements in from punk, but also grind and things like that. And they have some good breakdowns. It's great mosh music, pretty much. And, you know, Counterparts is actually really known for doing house shows, playing in empty pools. They're just notorious for just kind of like fun stuff like that. That is, you know, almost unique to the underground punk and rap scene, I want to say, especially with house shows and other things like that. So before I talk myself and everyone into a state of boredom and death, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play some songs off their sophomore album, The Current Will Carry Us. There are a lot of good songs on this album. So what I'm thinking is I'm going to do two songs, a brief little interlude to introduce the next one, and then we'll hop to the next album and we'll go from there. So first, I'm just going to play the first track that's on the album. It's called The Disconnect. It's probably one of, if not the most famous Counterpart song that people know. And I know specifically on a lot of websites that like to use literature and other things like that in quotes. There are a lot of quotes from this on websites like Pinterest and Tumblr and stuff like that regarding kind of metal. So here we go. This is called The Disconnect, and their sophomore album is called The Current Will Carry It. Before I begin, just a reminder to all those listening, if you're interested in the music, you can find it on Apple Music, Spotify, all major listening platforms, YouTube if you want to check out the videos. They do have some videos of house shows and other stuff like that on there worth checking out. Here we go. Alrighty, so those were two tracks off The Current Will Carry Us. First we heard The Disconnect, and afterwards we heard a track called Pedestal. Moving on now, their 2013 album, The Difference Between Hell and Home, arguably was the one that got their name out there the most. All of the tracks are just one word featuring a whole bunch of different themes and things like that, but they are all hard-hitting. They're all kind of really, like, they stay true to the genre really, really well, I think, with this album, and they're all pretty dang good. So without further ado, let's get into it. First, we're going to hear a track called Ghost. But before I do, I've been asked to give my friend Ashley a shout-out. So if you're out there listening, here it is. And if you are out there listening and you're not Ashley, if you are interested in promoting your music, your friend's music, any sort of underground artist that you've discovered or think that should be on the show, feel free to give, you know, reach out to my Facebook page, shoot me a message, either direct message or via the Facebook page. I'm always looking for new submissions or new ideas for people to showcase, because I mean, that's the main part of the show, is just getting more plays for these artists and getting them more well-known. So if you know of anyone or anything and you want to let me know, feel free to do that. Without further ado, this is Ghost. So now we're going to skip ahead a little bit because we are running a little later here than we thought we would be. They did release a 2015 album called Tragedy Will Find Us. Now, it was a solid release, and I think it was received well by fans. I certainly liked it, but it wasn't necessarily as standout-ish as the other two albums were, so we're going to go ahead and skip that one. But if you do have the time and you have been liking the music that you've been hearing, definitely go ahead and check it out. We're going to go ahead and skip now to their most recent release full-length album anyways, called You're Not You Anymore. This album had a huge online following before it was released and was teased a lot by the artist. By the band counterparts, of course. So without further ado and more talking, I'd like to play a couple songs. So I'm just gonna go ahead and play probably their most famous song off the album, followed by a song called Monument, which is off of their latest release called Private Room. It's an EP, only 4 tracks, but it came out at the beginning of September. So I'm gonna play one song from the newest album, and I want to play one song from their EP, Bouquet and then Monument. So this is probably me signing off before I go ahead and play these 2 tracks. Before I do, I want to go ahead and give my friend Ali a shout out. You know, always a good laugh, I believe, is what I was supposed to say. But then again, who really knows? A laugh and a half, I believe it is. So shout out to Ali for being a laugh and a half. If you'd enjoyed the show, thank you for listening so much. Feel free to keep up with my page on Facebook. Reach out, talk to me. Without further ado, have a good night.